I'm Erica Jordan, certified love coach and NLP practitioner. Those of you who know me know I am a big fan of online dating. But on my quest to find love, I quickly discovered that I wasn't doing the best job choosing the right men. So I thought, I'll have someone choose for me. First, I discovered that high-end matchmakers take pretty female clients for free. But I quickly learned that the word free was relative when I started getting phone calls like this. Erica, darling, I have the most amazing man for you. He's good looking. In fact, he modeled his way through medical school. He's a doctor for fun. He's also a multi-billionaire. And he's hilarious, loves babies, just a wonderful man all around, looking to settle down, loyal, kind, just all around wonderful. Would you like to meet him?
Yeah, he sounds great. What's the catch?
Silly darling, there's no catch. Oh, but before I forget, I have a client coming in. Is it possible that you could allow him to take you to dinner? He's a distinguished gentleman. Very unique and has interesting things to say. He owns Kansas.
Oh, I didn't know that you could own a state. That's, cool, I guess.
Yes, darling, it's fabulous. So if I could just set you up with him on Saturday, I'll go ahead and give the doctor your phone number. Good luck, darling.
Right, and then you go on a date with Quasimodo, who is a huge embarrassment, and everyone's looking at you like you're a crazy little gold digger, because why else would you be out with your grandpa's grandpa? And by the time you're done with that date, you need a week off just to recover.
As you can imagine, that got old fast, so I went to a different matchmaker, and I said, look, can I just pay you to find the love of my life? I don't want to go on any favor dates. I just want you to find the right person for me. And she suggests that I get put into this worldwide database. So basically, any matchmaker on earth that has a potential match will have access to me. Then the very first date she sends me on is with this good-looking musician, and we're having a great conversation at this vegan restaurant. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm okay if you are. Things are going pretty well when he tells me, hey, when I drop you off at the house, is it okay if I show you this documentary? I just really want you to see it because I really think it'll change your life. And I agree. So he comes into my place and proceeds to make me watch Forks Over Knives. I don't know if you've heard of the documentary Forks Over Knives, but it's basically a movie about how eating meat will give you cancer and diabetes, and vegetarians rule and meat eaters drool. So as I'm watching this documentary, he proceeds to start making himself alcoholic beverages in my kitchen, which is weird because I don't know him, and he didn't ask for permission, so there's red flag number two. Then he proceeds to take my laptop, he goes into another room, and I start to hear the sounds of porn. Guys, this is a first date. He took my laptop, went to another room, and started watching porn while I'm watching Forks Over Knives. So now I'm trying to think of an escape strategy. But before I can come up with a good one, he gets up, he goes to the kitchen, and he grabs one of these party-sized bottles of vodka. I don't even really drink, so I don't even know how long that's even been in the fridge. But he takes it out, and he starts chugging it like it's water, just, and that's when it hit me. I'm like, didn't you say that you used to go to AA meetings? He says, yeah, I've been sober 372 days. Okay, so now I have a guy in my house who, as soon as that alcohol fully kicks in, could potentially black out. So I want to get him out of there, but I also care about the safety of other people that are around him when he drives away. At that point, I start to care a little bit more about myself because the evening is getting progressively more strange.
So I send him on his way.
Guys, I literally paid to go on this date. I paid thousands of dollars to end up on a date with this psycho. So I call the matchmaker the next day and she says, "I know." I say, "You know what? That your client is a psycho?" "No, I know about the movies." I say, what movies? "You mean the fact that I've done HBO and Cinemax movies? Those are fake. That's simulated sex. I'm just pretending." "Yes, darling." You know, because in my mind, all matchmakers use the word darling. She says, "That's just not the kind of image a man would want for his wife. It's just too many cocks." But the cocks were in socks. I didn't even see the cocks. I don't understand the correlation. So because I pretended to have sex in front of the camera, I'm not worthy of love? And I mean, hey, if they thought that I was so believable, doesn't that just mean that I'm a good actress? Of course, her opinion didn't matter much because I was already in the world database, and dating quickly became a part-time job, one I didn't actually enjoy. Although there were plenty of first dates, I was rarely interested enough to go on a second. When you're in that, "Ugh, another date, I'm so dreading this" mentality, nothing good is going to come of it. So I decided it was time to take at least a year off of dating. And I took that time to just heal and grow and clear that slate. Just like when you're having sushi, you go for that piece of ginger in between rolls. If you don't, you'll bite into that hamburger and it'll still taste like tuna. Of course, I tried to clean up my online image as best as I could, but hey, I don't care how good your PR agency is, you're not gonna make Ron Jeremy look like a priest. And then, I tried to meet potential dates organically. I know, how 1990s of me. You might think you're attracted to someone because you are an intuitive god, and you know that that person is going to make you better, that they're wonderful, that they're loyal. You could just tell, you just get a good feeling about it. I hate to break it to you, but that doesn't mean anything. We're animals, and we have a need to procreate. Even if you don't logically want kids, you're going to be attracted to people whose genes are compatible with yours. Things like pheromones and certain characteristics that remind you of people in the past that have been good to you. Maybe you're close with your dad and he always tickled his chin when he was talking and they do the same thing, and it just makes them feel familiar. It immediately tunes into this part of you that thinks, "Oh, I feel good about this person." And that feeling that, "Oh, I think this person is a good person," doesn't say anything about them. It's just about your past experiences and what you're attracted to. What you're attracted to versus what's right for you is often, but not always, two different things. And that's why dating can be complicated and confusing, because you're not necessarily attracted to someone just because they're right for you. And if you happen to have three or four bad experiences in a row, like let's say the last three or four girls you dated were just crazy, well then you're pretty likely to encounter crazy girl number four or five or six, because now it's familiar, even though that's the opposite of what you want. In fact, it might be especially because it's the opposite of what you want. Pretty frustrating, right? Because once you get really clear about what you don't want, it's a pretty intense thought. "I don't want another crazy. I don't want another crazy." Bam, another crazy right there in your lap. Your primal instincts don't draw you to love. Your primal instincts don't give a damn about your heart. They want compatible, strong genes and orgasms. Instant gratification, baby. And it took me a long time to weed out my destructive patterns and learn to let my mind, heart, and soul get together to make decisions. Basically, I messed up so you don't have to.
head over to my YouTube channel for a steady stream of free sex and dating advice, and check out my 6-week course, The Art of Pickup, now available with personalized guidance. Acquire the skills to approach women with confidence and get them to want you at virtualsexpert.com. See you next week.